What a blessing it is to be here together with you worshiping our Lord today. Please pray with me. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day to come and worship you. God, I pray that you would open our eyes and open our hearts. Help us to learn more of who you are. Help us to learn that you are our great and mighty God. And there is no one like you. And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to thank you for allowing me to share God's Word with you this morning. Have you ever felt like you were in an impossible situation? Well, we're going to see here in the book of Genesis an impossible situation. And we're going to look at Abraham and how he found himself in an impossible situation. God had made a promise that his wife Sarah would have a child and that God would make from him a great nation. The fact was, Abraham was 100 years old. Sarah was much younger. She was 90. Not only were they beyond childbearing years, but Sarah was barren. She was unable to conceive a child since they were first married. Having a child was not just difficult for Abraham and Sarah. It was biologically impossible. But why does God put us in situations where it seems humanly impossible to do what He says we are supposed to do? The answer is this, it's for His glory. And it's for our good. When we look at Genesis, we see that God tells Abraham and Sarah that they will conceive and give birth to a son. And Sarah laughs to herself, making fun of the fact that she is way past childbearing age. And now I want to invite you here to Genesis chapter 18 to look at her response and God's response. And so I'm going to ask that Connie just read Genesis chapter 18 verses 13 through 14 to you out loud.
为什么暗笑说我既已年老可真能生养吗？十四节，耶和华岂有难成的事吗？到了日期，明年这个时候，我必回到你这里。撒拉便必生一个儿子。So
what do we see here?
那在这里我们看到了什么？
God responds to Sarah's disbelief with a question.
神回应撒拉的不信，用一个问题来回应他。
Is anything too difficult for the Lord? So as we look at this exchange between God, Abraham, and Sarah this morning, I ask that you think about this thought for today. Number one, God's question reveals our condition apart from Jesus Christ.
呢，我们的就是我们离开了神的话呢，就是我们是有危机的。
This question reveals our brokenness because of sin.
这个危机呢，就是显示了我们的罪。
And not only that, but this question also reveals a crisis of belief, and it reminds us that God is the only answer.
同时呢，也让我们知道我们的罪只有神是唯一的答案。
So I want to ask you to join me now as we study this interaction between God, Abraham, and Sarah here in the book of Genesis, starting in chapter 11.
现在请大家跟我一起看创世纪十一章跟神撒拉跟亚伯拉罕的交流。
So we will see how God's question reveals our greatest need and provides the greatest answer.
让我们看看神的问题，让我们得到最大的需要，也得到最大的答案。
So I hope you brought your Bibles this morning.
我希望今天你带了你的圣经来。
Because I'm going to ask you to turn to many verses today.
因为今天我会要你看很多很多的经节。
So start in Genesis chapter 11, and we look at verse 30.We see that Sarah is barren. She had no children.
11章三十节，撒拉不生育，没有孩子。
Is this a coincidence that the wife of the father of Israel is barren?
那这是不是一个是不是一个巧合以色列的父亲娶一个不能生育的女人呢？
No, it's God's plan.
这是神的计划。
How do we know this?
我们怎么知道？
We look at Genesis chapter 16. Now flip over to chapter 16. Look at verse 2.
那现在我们请我们前进到16章第二节。
So she said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children."
他说神不耶和华，撒拉对亚伯兰说，耶和华使我不能生育。
God has chosen a barren woman to marry the father of Israel.
神选择一个不能生育的女人去嫁给以色列的父亲。
So we are confronted right here.
所以让我面对一个问题。
Why, God, do you do things like this?
神啊，你为什么要这样子做？
What are you up to?
你到底想干什么？
And we've seen the answer.
我们看到那个答案了。
God puts us in humanly impossible situations.
神把我们摆在一个人不可能的状况里头。
And he does this so we have to look away from ourselves and we have to look to him to do what he says he's going to do.
那这样子的话，我们不会看自己，只会看他叫我们怎么做。
So now flip back to chapter 12, Genesis chapter 12, verse 2.
所以现在我们看到创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 2 says, I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing.
创世纪十二章第二节，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人的祝。
God says to Abraham, I'm going to make you a great nation.
神对亚伯拉罕说，我会让你成为一个大国。
But his wife Sarah is barren. We see their current situation very clearly, don't we?
我们看到这个情况，他的太太是不能生育的吗？
So when the promise does come, we know that this isn't going to happen by any mere human efforts.
所以当这个会发生，这个事情会发生的话，我们知道不是靠人做出来的。
God promised Abraham, I will make you a great nation. I will make your name great so that you can be a blessing.
神答应亚伯拉罕，他要成为大国，要赐福给他，叫他的名为大，而且别人也因为他得到祝福。
So if Abraham's going to believe this promise, he has to believe God.
所以假如亚伯拉罕要相信这一个应许的话，他一定要相信神。
Not only that, he can predict the future.But he can create a future out of a situation that looks humanly impossible.
不但是他能够预测将来，他同时可以制造一个将来在人都没有办法做得到的。
Now this is not a natural thing for us to do, is it?
这个不是我们天性能够这样子做的。
None of us by nature trust God to do the humanly impossible.
我们的天性是不会相信神能够做人不能做得到的事情的。
Because of our sin, we are wired to try and fix things in other ways. We're wired to think, I know this is God's purpose for my life, but it cannot happen. And so we say, I'm going to make this happen another way. Now, when we look here, Abraham gives us a really clear, sad, double illustration of this human nature. And so look now at Genesis chapter 15, verses 2 through 4. And when you look at that and you read that, you see, we see here that Abraham knows that he has a promise to become a great nation. He's going to have descendants. And so, let me read to you chapter 15, verses 2 through
4.
But Abraham said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, This man will not be your heir, but a son who is in your own flesh and blood will be your heir.
第二节，子午章，亚伯兰说：“主耶和华，我既无子，你还吃我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的事，当马士人以利以谢。”亚伯兰又说：“你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。”耶和华又对他说：“这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。”
So Abraham has this idea that it's going to happen through a legal heir, if not a physical descendant of his.
所以亚伯拉罕就想呢，这可能就是从法律上面的继承人，不是从他生出来的继承人。
But you see God's response in verse 4.
可是你看到神在第四节给他的回应。
So now Abraham is trapped again. He's tried to take an escape route away from what is humanly impossible.
亚伯拉罕呢，再想逃脱这个想法，做人不能做的事情。
But God says no.
但神说不是这样,
it's not going to be Eliezer.
不是以利以谢,
he has not in mind legal heirs, but your physical, biological heir, your son from your body, Abraham.
不是法律律法上的后世,
now this takes some faith, doesn't it?
这个是很需要很多的信心的,
this takes faith given Abraham's current situation, and he talks about that faith when you look at verse 5.
那这个人需要他很大的信心，特别是在他现在的情况之下，你看看第五节。
So what does God do? He takes Abram out and says, "Look up into the heavens."
那他怎么做了？神怎么做呢？他就把亚伯拉罕带到外边去，看他叫他看天观看。
Try to count the stars.
你数数天上的星。
This is what the number of your descendants will be like.
你将来的后世就会这么多。
This is not just a little thing, but this is an impossible thing that God will do.
这个是不是很小的事情，是一个不可能做得到的事，神会做得到。
And when you look at verse 6,
你再看看第六节,
Abraham believed in the Lord and God counted it to him as what? Righteousness.
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
God's desire for us is to believe Him for what is impossible.
神是希望我们相信他做能不可能做的事情。
You see, when we place our faith in God, when we put our trust in God, when we believe in Him, He counts it to us as righteousness.
你看，当我们相信他，我们信靠他，我们倚靠他，他就说这是我们的义。
Now let's look at this second human effort. From Abram and Sarah.
看看第二个,
Abraham reasons and so does Sarah.
那亚伯拉罕呢就说出他的理由，撒拉也讲他的理由了。
Well, God said that you're going to become a great nation.
神说你会成为一个大国。
And he clarified it's going to come from your body.
神想得很明白，是从你的身体出来的。
And so Sarah's thinking, he didn't say it's going to come from my body.
神没有说是从我的身体出来的。
So we have another way to do this.
我们用另外一个方法来做。
We can make this happen.
我们让它发生。
I have a servant that can be your concubine.
我有一个婢女，她可以做你的小妾室。
Hagar.
啊，神。
And we'll just pretend that it's my son, and we can do it that way, and that will fit the promise, right?
那呢，我们呢就假装他就是我们的孩子，这样子呢，我们就适合神的计划了。
You see that in chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. But now skip down to verse 15 of chapter 16.
那现在呢，我们看到这个就是在十六节一章二节的。可是我们现在前进到十六章十五节。
So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram gave the name Ishmael to the son he had born.
啊，十五节，后来夏甲给亚伯兰生了一个儿子，亚伯兰给他起名叫以实玛利。
But that wasn't God's plan.
可是这也不是神的计划。
That was not the way that God was going to fulfill His promise.
神不会要这样子应许他的应许。
God's plan was for Abraham to depend on His sovereign grace to do what was humanly impossible.
神要亚伯拉罕依靠主奇妙主权的大能去做那些不可能做的事情。
So then what happens? Look now at chapter 17.
那又怎么发生了什么事呢？请大家看十七章。
This is about 13 years later.
十三年以后了。
Ishmael is about 13 years old.
亚伯拉罕99岁。
This makes Abraham now about 100 years old and Sarah is 90 years old.
亚伯拉罕100岁，撒拉99岁。
Now skip down to chapter 17, verses 15 through 16.
看看17章15到16节。
God comes and he says this.
神来跟他说。
And I'll read it in verse 15 and 16 of chapter 17. God also said to Abraham, As for Sarah, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her.
17章15到16节。神又对亚伯拉罕说：“你的妻子撒来，不可再叫撒来，她的名要叫撒拉。我必赐福给她，也要使你从她得一个儿子。我要赐福给她，她要做多国之母，必有百姓的君王从她而出。”
Now this is another setback for Abraham.
这对亚伯拉罕来说是一个挫折。
God puts him in another impossible situation.
神又把他摆在一个不可能的境况。状况之下。
And he literally says no to his second attempt.
他就说第二尝试，他说不，不要这样子。
Look at verse 17 of chapter 17.
请你看看十七章十七节。
Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90?"
亚伯拉罕就伏伏在地，嬉笑，心里说：一百岁的人还能得孩子吗？撒拉已经九十岁了，还能生养吗？
So he pleads to God to fulfill his promise in a less spectacular way.
神啊，请你就不要用这么壮观的方法来应许吧。
Isn't this how we are sometimes?
是不是我们有些时候也会这样子？
We don't want to be dependent on the humanly impossible, do we?
我们不想做一些人不能做得到的事情。
We want things that are logical. We want things that are manageable.
我们希望做的事情是有逻辑的，很容易管理的。
We want to take part in this and have a way to get it done.
我们要也要参加一份，我们同时一起做。
To be totally dependent on a way for God to fix our problems that we can't see is against our nature.
我们的天性是不能够让神来替我们做，替我们解决问题，我们一定要自己想办法来解决。
Well, look at chapter 17, verses 18 through 19.
17章18到19节。
And Abraham said to God, If only Ishmael might live under your blessing. Then God said, Yes, But your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him.
创世纪十七章十八节，亚伯拉罕对神说：“但愿以实玛利活在你面前。”十九节，神说：“不然，你妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒。我要与他建立所坚定所立的约，做他后裔永远的约。”
Why God do you work in this way?
神啊，你为什么要这样去做呢？
You choose a barren woman. You cut off my first idea. You cut off my second idea.
你为什么这样子做？你选一个不能生育的女人，你把我第一个方法你说不要，第二个方法也说不好。
You wait until Sarah is beyond childbearing years.
你等到撒拉已经不能生育的年龄了。
Then look at chapter 17, verse 21.
就看看十七章二十一节。
But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you.By this time next year.
神说到明年这个时节，撒拉必给你生以撒，我要与他坚定所立的约。
God says, I really meant what I said.
神说我是说做我要说的话。
You and Sarah are going to have a child, and it's going to become a great nation.
你跟撒拉会有一个孩子，你们会成为大国。
Let me remind you of that question that God asked. Is anything too difficult for the Lord?
让我提醒我们今天神的问题，在神岂有难做的事吗？
See, here's the real answer.
今天这个是真正的答案。
See, God's question reveals a crisis of belief that we have.
神的问题呢，神的问我们的问题呢，就显示了我们的问题。
And this passage right here in chapter 18, where God poses this question, it also reveals the solution to this crisis of disbelief that we have.
在十八章的时候，神给我问我们的问题，可是也给我们的答案。在十八章。
Look at chapter 18, verses 10 through 14.
看看创世纪十八章十到十四节。
Why choose a barren woman? Why say Eliezer won't do? Why say Ishmael won't do? Why wait until we are so old that we can't have children?
为什么选一个不能生育的？为什么为什么以实玛利不行？为什么以实玛利不行？为什么以利以谢不行？为什么要等到撒拉年纪这么大的时候呢？
So that God gets the glory.And that all people are drawn to him alone.
答案就是神能够得到荣耀，所有的人都会被神吸引。
Is anything too hard for the Lord?
在神岂有难成的事吗？
What is God doing here?
神在这里干了什么呢？
He's putting his amazing sovereign grace on full display to put Abraham and Sarah's heart in the right place to fix their hearts.
神把他奇异主权的恩典全面的展示了给我们看，同时呢，也要坚定固定撒拉跟亚伯拉罕的心。
Look at chapter 21 now.
看看二十一章。
Genesis chapter 21 verses 1 through
3. 第一到第三节。
Now I'm not going to read all of these verses, but I want us to see that if we had more time, we can see more facts that show how utterly impossible.This situation was.
牧师说他不要读这么长的经文，可是呢，我们看看，假设我们有更多的时间的话，我们可以列出更多的事实，说这个是不可能，绝对不可能，难以想象的可能。
And we see how God fulfills His covenant, His promise with Abraham through the birth of Isaac.
我们看到神他的应许就是从以撒的后裔出来一个。
But then if you read on, right, you see that even there's a time where God asks Abraham to kill Isaac.
可是又有一个时间，神居然叫亚伯拉罕去杀以撒。
Why does God keep reminding us that it's our situation is impossible?
为什么神一直要我们想到我们的情况是不可能的呢？
God wants to show us this.
神要这样子的告诉我们。
He wants to show us that this is our life as a Christian.
神要告诉我们，这是我们基督徒的生命。
So here you are this morning. And many of you are in this situation. You may be having marital problems. You may be in the middle of broken relationships. You may have a difficult situation at work or a physical situation that you are trying to overcome. And you're saying to yourself, this is impossible. There is no way I could ever get out of this. The answer is to ask yourself, is anything too hard for the Lord? You see, if you study the Bible, you see story after story of humans coming to the end of our efforts and realizing that this is impossible and there's no way I could fix it. You see, it's not impossible for God. Because God is God and we are not. God is working to display His glory and He's working for our good. So what does this mean for us? Well, the first thing is that if you are a Christian here today,
假如, 第一个问题就是, 假如你今天是基督徒, 在这里, 在这个房间里头,
do you know how you got saved?
你知不知道你怎么得救的?
God saved you.
神拯救你。
God saved you through faith in Jesus Christ, His Son.
神基督,
it was humanly impossible to save ourselves.
我们人根本是没办法来拯救自己的。
He called you, He opened your eyes, He opened your heart, and He led you to trust Him, to love Him, to receive His forgiveness of your sin.
他呼召你, 他将你的眼睛打开, 将你的心打开, 叫他要你相信他, 然后爱他, 接受他, 他会原谅你, 所有的罪恶。
God did all of this.
神所做, 所有的一切都是神做的。
How do we get this from reading this passage from Genesis?
那你, 你的这些问题如何可以应用在今天创世纪的经文里头呢?
Let me point you now to the New Testament.
那现在我要带大家去看新约的经文。
I want to ask you to turn to Romans chapter 9.
请大家打开罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9 verses 6 through 8.
罗马书第九章六到八节。
And I want to ask Connie to read it for us.
现在由我读罗马书第九章第六节。 这不是神的话落了空，因为神从以色列生的，不都是以色列人，也不因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔，就都做他的儿女，唯独从以撒生的，才要称为你的后裔。这就是说，肉身所生的儿女，不是神的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女，才算是后裔。
In this passage, we see the problem that Paul is facing here.
在这些经文我们就看到保罗所面对的问题。
He is greatly saddened by the condition of Israel.
他被以色列的情况非常的令他很沮丧。
They are accursed, some are accursed and cut off from Jesus Christ.
他有些人被咒诅并且与基督隔离。
Some are being saved, some are on their way to hell.
有些人被拯救，有些人呢就准备去地狱。
They are Jews. What's going on here if God made this promise to His people?
他们很多是犹太人，到底怎么会一回事呢？ 假如神要答应他们的应许。
Well, look at verse 6.
请你看罗马书第六章。
It says, it's not as though the word of God has failed.
这不是说神的话落了空。
And we see when we look at the second part of verse 6, we see that they're not all Israelites.
我们看到第二部分的呢, 他们不都是以色列人。
There is a division in Israel.
在以色列呢也有分开的。
But here's the point.
这个是重点。
Physical descendancy will never solve the problem.
肉身所生的后嗣永远不能解决问题。
If you think about it, not Ishmael, but Isaac, not Esau, but Jacob.
你要想想的，不是以撒玛利，不是以扫，是以撒跟雅各。
There's a lesson to this, and when you look at Romans chapter 9 and verse 8.
那这里呢，我们有一个学习的地方，就在罗马书九章八节。
What passage in the Old Testament is quoted here in Romans chapter 9 verse 8?
在旧约圣经里头有哪一个经节是跟这个相应的呢？
Well, the covenant that God made with Abraham. How God did the impossible for Abraham and Sarah. Talking about how God provided, followed through on his promise and he brought Isaac.
那就是神答应许的以色列，亚伯拉罕。他要有一个他自己生的后裔，他的后裔，他的国会强大，好像天上的星星一样。
It quotes the Isaac story saying, Sarah will have a son against all human odds, against all human possibilities. God says, I will create children for Abraham out of barren wombs where it is impossible for humanity.
这个就是跟回应好像旧约的，一个不能生育的生育的女人。亚伯拉罕 会成为一个大国，他成为一个很多人的祝福。
Now this is for you, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
今天这个就是我们说到的，就是你，我们亲爱的在基督里的弟兄姐妹。
Never forget that your life is a miracle.
不要忘记你的生命就是一个奇迹。
I'm not talking about your physical life.
我们并不是说你肉体的生命。
This passage is pointing us.Reminding us about the spiritual new life we have in Jesus Christ.
那这一段经文是告诉我们，我们属灵里头的，在基督里头的新的生命。
Verse 8 says, if you are a child of God, it's not because of the flesh.
第八节说，这就是说肉身所生的儿女，不是神的儿女。
The flesh points only to what we can do by our own human resources, our ability.
肉身所生的只能做我们肉体能做的事情而已。
Dear church, may we never become so focused and dependent on ourselves, on our own ability, that we make Christianity out to be only about what we can do with our own feeble, weak hands.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，请大家不要把眼睛注重在自己，用我们自己的能力，好像我们基督的事工是可能用我们发酸的手做得出来的。
May we never forget the miracle working power of our one and only true living God.
让我们永远不要忘记神给我们的奇迹。
God regenerates people. He brings them to new birth in Jesus Christ.
神再生很多人，把他们带到基督那里去。
He opens the eyes of the blind. He raises the dead. He draws people to Jesus to save them.
他使瞎子看见。使人复活，把人带给耶稣，得到拯救。
Do you see this? And do you believe this? Jesus does the impossible for His glory and our good.
你有没有看到这种？你有没有相信这种？主耶稣做这个是为他的荣耀跟我们的好处。
And we see this all throughout the Bible.
我们在圣经里头都可以看到这些。
You see, the other application that we can see here in Romans chapter 9, verse 8.
那另外一个我们可以在罗马书九章八节应用的呢？
You know, we see that we're not Christians just because we grew up in a Christian family.
我们不是基督徒，我们假如是生在基督徒家庭，并不一定是你是基督徒。
The Bible tells us that we must be born again.
圣经告诉我们，我们一定要重生。
And the new birth is a miracle surrounded by human impossibility.
新的生命呢，就充满了人的不可能。
All right, we think back to the story of the rich young ruler.
我们要再看看一个年轻的长官的故事。
Where Jesus says it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣说，富有的人上天堂比骆驼穿过针眼还要难。
With man, nothing is possible, it's impossible.
对人来讲，没有一样事情是可能的，都是不可能。
But with God, all things are possible.
可是对神来讲，所有的事情都是可能。
You see, dear friends, I want us to see the the ultimate impossible situation this morning.
弟兄姐妹，我今天要你看一个最大的不可能的事情是什么。
It's the biggest crisis from the beginning of creation.
从创世以世界开始就是一个最大的危机。
The impossible crisis that you and I face is sin and our desperate need for a savior.
我们最大的危机就是我们的罪跟我们多么的需要救主。
No one is good enough to save themselves. By our own effort and our own flesh, it is impossible.
用你的能力，用你的肉体，没有一个人可以来拯救自己。
But I ask you again, is anything too difficult for our Lord?
可是我要问问你，在神岂有难做的事吗？
God promised His Son.
神答应他的儿子。
A Savior.
救主。
His name is Jesus.
他的名字就是主耶稣基督。
Right? How did Jesus come? You know, to Isaac, to Jacob, to the nation of Israel, which brought the Savior of the world.
耶稣怎么来呢？就是从亚伯拉罕，从以撒，从雅各，延续到以色列的人民，再到这个世界。
So what is the answer to this crisis of belief that we have today?
我们今天这个危机的答案在哪里呢？
The answer is to put our faith in God.
答案就是把我们的信心给神。
To trust in His one and only Son, Jesus Christ.
信靠他是唯一的，他的儿子耶稣基督，信靠他。
To believe.
相信。
And so what is it that we should believe? What is it that we must believe?
那我们要相信什么呢？我们一定要相信些什么呢？
I want to share these four things with you very quickly.
那我要跟你分享这四个项目，很快的跟你们分享。
And see, these things that we are to believe, they come right from God's Word.
所有我们要相信的都在圣经里头，神的话语里头。
So we must believe in God's person, who He is, His character.
我们要相信神的属性，他的位格。
We see verses and fact throughout the Bible, like Genesis, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. James chapter 1, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
我们也看到从圣经第一章告诉我们神创造天地，然后在雅各书也告诉我们所有好的事情都是从天上的父神来的。
We must also believe in God's power and not your own.
我们也要相信神的大能，不要相信你自己的能力。
You know, He gives us His Holy Spirit.
他给我们圣灵。
That equips us to do all that He has created us to do.
他装备了我们所有我们能做的事。
And He assures us in John chapter 15, verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
在约翰福音十五章，他有说，我是葡萄树，你是柱子，你在我里头就结果子，离开了我，你什么都不能做。
You must believe in God's promises.
你一定要相信神的应许。
You know, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56 says, Daily dwell on God's promises to you. Hide them in our heart and always remember, not one word has failed of all His good promise.
雅各书也教导我们，每天都要读神的话语，没有一样的事情要我们能够不相信神。
And we see God's word is useful for every part of life.
我们看到神的话语对我们生命每一个部分都是有用的。
And lastly, we must believe in God's purpose and plan for you, not only today, but for the rest of eternity.
最后呢，你要相信神在你身上的目的跟计划，不是说只是今世，还有永生。
We see in the book of Job that no one and nothing will mess up the plans of God.
我们在约伯书也看到，没有一样东西可以把神的计划弄坏的。
We see in Proverbs chapter 3, right? If we trust in the Lord with all our heart and we don't lean on our own understanding and in all our ways we acknowledge Him, He will make our path straight.
在箴言书也是告诉我们，我们不要依靠自己的聪明，凡事都要依靠神，他就叫我们道路正直。
And we see, we know in Jeremiah 29,
耶利米书29章,
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you.
我的计划是叫你丰盛，不是叫你伤害。
Plans to give you a hope and a future.
让你将来会有希望。
Then you will call on me.
这样子的话，你就会依靠我。
You'll come and pray to me.
你会，在我面前祷告。
And I will listen to you.
我会听你的。
You will seek me and find me.
你会找我，然后寻找我。
When you seek me with all of your heart.
用你全部的心意来寻找我。
You see, dear friends, it's impossible for us to save ourselves.
亲爱的朋友，我们真是不可能自己拯救自己的。
But Jesus can save anyone.
但是耶稣基督可拯救任何人。
Because God sent His promised Son. He's come. His name is Jesus. And He's called us to tell the world.
因为神差遣了他的儿子，他的名字叫耶稣基督，他就是要耶稣基督来告诉世人。
And secondly, our belief. If you are here today and you have this trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then the relationship that you have with Jesus should make a difference in your life and how you live now.
假如你相信耶稣，你依靠他，那你今天的生活又会有，应该会有变啊，不一样，不同的生命。
Because we have eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ, it's time to live.We must choose to live today.
那我们因为我们有永生的生命，我们应该选择今天过着我们永生的生命。
What do you believe?
你相信什么？
Please pray with me.
请大家跟我一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father God, we thank you for your truth.
亲爱的父神，我感谢你的真理。
God, forgive us for our disbelief.
神啊，求你原谅我们的不幸。
Forgive us for how we often try to do things by our own strength.
原谅我们常常用我们自己的方法力量来做事。
Forgive us for how we get distracted by all the circumstances of the world.
原谅我们把这个世界很多世界的东西来诱惑我们。
That we forget our greatest need and how you provided for that need.
让我们忘记了我们最大的需要，然后是你怎么样供应我们这个需要。
Thank you for Jesus.
谢谢你，因为耶稣基督。
Thank you for the new life we have through faith in Him.
谢谢你给我们的新生命，因为我们信靠他。
God, help us to live for Your glory.
主啊，求你帮助我们来生活在你的荣耀之中。
Thank you for providing for our good.
谢谢你供应我们的好处。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。Amen.